80s in Nashville. We expect a sunny day today with a high in the low 70s. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 6:04. Nearly 3 months on, city and state agencies are still seeking to support folks affected by Winter Storm Fern. Earlier this month, FEMA approved more disaster relief, including individual cash assistance. That federal approval comes 72 days after the state requested it. Kristen Coulter with the Tennessee Emergency Management Agency says the assistance is just one piece of the puzzle.
This assistance is not intended to make someone whole. Disaster assistance is designed to help meet basic needs and support recovery, but it may not cover every loss. And that's why we strongly encourage anyone who still has unmet needs to reach out to Nashville VOAD, which can help connect survivors with additional community-based support and resources.
TEMA will soon open a disaster recovery center in Nashville where residents can apply for federal support. There's also support from the Metro Action Commission, which provided nearly $500,000 in housing assistance after the storm. Now the commission plans to reopen the application portal on April 27th for residents still struggling with the ice storm's impact. Those eligible now include people making up to around $80,000 or families that make $114,000. Well, millions of people observe Pride Month in June. That's to commemorate the 1969 Stonewall riots, which were a major turning point in the fight for LGBTQ rights. But Tennessee lawmakers want June to celebrate something else and have passed a joint resolution declaring June is now Nuclear Family Month. The Tennessean Report's Governor Bill Lee signed off on the measure. It reads, in part, "The nuclear family, consisting of one husband, one wife, and any biological, adopted, or foster children, is God's design for familial structure." The measure also says the nuclear family is under attack. A spokesperson for GLAAD, formerly the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation, gave a statement to the LGBTQ news site The Advocate. It says family comes in many forms, and lawmakers should focus on making Tennessee more welcoming for all. 13 WeGo bus routes will follow detours for the next 3 months due to a state construction project. The project is closing sections of Dr. Martin Luther King Boulevard. That affects some of Nashville's most popular bus routes, like the number 3, West End, 7, Hillsborough, and 18, Airport. 4 bus stops will close, too. That includes the ones on 6th and Dedrick, 6th and Church, and 7th and MLK Boulevard. There are temporary stops at the Rosa Parks Avenue and Union Street intersection. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.